You are watching Roman's Road.
Manuel speaks of his office as the mediator between God and man, the Messiah, the Holy One of God. This was a special birth. Though born as a man, this holy child would become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." The word Emmanuel described who this baby would be. It wasn't going to be his official name that he walked on earth with. It spoke of his character, and it spoke of his official office as being the mediator between God and man. But the character of this virgin-born child would be God with us. He had the character of God. He was different than any other child. He was different from any other teenager. He was wholly and completely different. Mary knew it, and Joseph knew it. When we talk about the Son of God incarnate, or God incarnate, God in the flesh, this is God being put into the form of a human. That's a miracle. Looks down from heaven, and the sin of mankind cries out for judgment. The stench of our sin goes into his nostrils, and every sinner is a heartbeat away from hell, a moment away from an eternal damnation. But yet, God the Father sends his only begotten Son in the ultimate show of goodwill. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Has there ever been a more precious olive branch? Has there ever been a more priceless gift of goodwill toward men? You deserve judgment, but I want to save you. Good to you. Not only save you and forgive your sin, I'll make you my child. I'll take you a place called heaven. I'll build you a mansion. I'll make you an heir of my eternal riches. And all the goodwill that God has planned toward